By way of reassurance, let me say we have saved the shortest to last. In Galatians chapter 6, at verse 10, the Bible says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." I'd like particularly for a couple of minutes to focus on the first part of that verse, "As we have therefore opportunity." One of the amazing things about the area in which we live and the time in which we live is the opportunity we have to serve the Lord. Ours is a growing area. Ours is an affluent area. Ours is an interesting area. Ours is an area in need of the Word of God. For all of the things that it has, its greatest need has not yet been met. Oh yes, the freeways are crowded with automobiles that cost incredible amounts of money. Subdivisions are being built at a rapid pace, and the houses cost incredible amounts of money. Schools are being built in our area, and they cost incredible amounts of money. Stores are being built. One of the happiest days of my wife's life was the news that a new Penny's was being built near us. There are more places to spend more money than you can imagine. We have so very much. And yet, the greatest need that we have still exists. And it's a spiritual need. So, as we have opportunity, the church in Katy, Texas, has been blessed to be in a place, in a time, of the greatest opportunity imaginable. We have been blessed not only to have opportunity abounding around us, but also to have the resources to meet those opportunities, both in terms of people, education, and monetary ability. There is a sense in which I can look at us and say, we have it all. What a wonderful package this is to meet the opportunities that exist around us. It's not a question of when will the opportunity come. The opportunity is now. So we have the opportunities, and we have the resources to meet those opportunities and succeed in the meeting of them. Yet one thing lacks, and that is, do we have the desire to meet those opportunities? Now, I believe we do. But always, you must factor into all of your plans the desire factor. You've got the opportunity, you have the means, But unless there is a meeting of those opportunities, they languish. In the book of Acts, in chapter 1, just before the ascension of the Lord, he gave his marching orders to the disciples. In verse 8 of chapter 1 of Acts, he said, "Ye shall receive the Holy Spirit, and power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses of me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth." This is, of course, the terminology that expresses the broader Great Commission that is found in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. But there it is. Those are the marching orders. And the world to which the disciples would be sent was a world in need. Now, what happened? Well, over in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, and in verse 4, here's what I read. "Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word." The desire was there. And the desire motivated and impelled those disciples to cease the preaching of the gospel throughout all of the world. And so this morning, as we come to the conclusion of these thoughts and our worship assembly, I want to emphasize the need, not for having to look for infrequent opportunities. That's not a need. Not for the need of having to seek for qualified people to meet the opportunities. That's not a need. Not even for the need to find the money to meet the opportunities that cost money. That's not a need. The need is for you and me to desire to meet the challenge of the time in which we are privileged to live and the place in which we are privileged to live. There is no reason why, as Brother Woodrow mentioned a while ago, no reason why our numbers should be flat as far as attendance and such are concerned. I can't explain that phenomenon. I just know there's no reason for it. Not living in Katy. Could I urge you this morning? Lend a hand. Help with the opportunity in every way you can. And God bless us together as we serve Him in this 30th year of the history of this growing congregation of His people. In the assembly, there may be those this morning needing to respond to the Lord's precious invitation. And although this has been a bit of a different worship assembly, we have not preached a sermon as such. That does not take away from the fact that this is your opportunity, perhaps to be baptized into Christ, or to come asking the prayers of brothers and sisters in Christ, or yes, even to be identified as a Christian moving here from another place to say, "I'd like to work with this church with so many opportunities and with such a good leadership and such loving members. We'd love to have you." So if you need to come, we invite you to come now while we stand together and while we sing.
Bring Christ your broken life, so marred by sin.